This is URN Sport.
Welcome back to the Thursday show. We talked a little bit about korfball and about women's cricket, but now we're going to go on to the all-important Bucks results. We are joined, I don't know if you heard Matt Webb come in, but he's now joined us, a long hiatus.
Hello, hello. It has, God, I think it's my first one of the year.
I've been busy every Thursday. But I heard you call me a substitute, Joe.
Yeah, I didn't know you were listening.
I didn't know that I ran this show for a year.
Well, we'll see how you do, and you might be able to get back in here now.
All right.
Well, anyway, we're going to go, as I said, on to the Bucks result. Not too many sports on this week. There were a lot more on last week, but as the final weeks go into it, there's a little bit of switch over. Anyway, a lot more first teams playing than there were last week. I think there were only four or five first teams playing. So we should get more of a rounder picture of how Bucks as a whole is going out, going on this year. Our win percentage this week was 62%, so up from last week, I believe, which was around the 58% mark. So that's always good to see. So we'll just go through a quick summary of how the Bucks results have been doing. This is what we usually do. We sort of do standout sports, let's say. I mean, the obvious one, just from looking at it, is tennis.
We got to say that.
Absolutely incredible.
I'm really bad at doing really quick maths, but I believe is that 8 wins out of 10 with a loss and a draw?
Yeah, and it's worth noting with tennis as well. Obviously, at this university, we always go on about how the racket sports are brilliant and they're consistent, and usually we're looking at the table tennis when it comes to the 100% wins. But I think for tennis to get that proportion of victories is extremely impressive.
And pretty impressive victories as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's worth noting that the opposition wasn't the best. Traff Clyde are not exactly renowned for their tennis prowess. Warwick are a decent tennis side, then for our thirds to beat their first is always impressive. I think that's the key thing you've got to look at with Bucks shots. You've got to look at which teams, pardon me, are playing which, and in terms of thirds versus firsts, for instance, because that obviously, you know, our third team are beating the best the University of Warwick have to offer. So I think that's a really good way of demonstrating what a successful week it was for the guys in green and gold at tennis.
It's quite true, actually, because the two that didn't win were fourth and third teams playing first teams, so
and most of the time it was either a 6-0 or a 5-1 victory for us. There was actually a draw in there, which I think is the first I've seen in tennis, 6-0, and that's crazy. That is the first one I've seen, considering how many different components sort of go in to make up tennis. And as you said, beating huge universities like Warwick is incredible. But in other tennis news, positive news, our very own URN scholar Dan Little performing for GB over the weekend in the Masters World Team Championships, which is absolutely incredible. You know, they went very close. They went all the way to the final in that competition, losing out to the United States, which is absolutely incredible, considering how many more people there are in the United States, how much of a massive sport it is over there. We've seen a lot of United States tennis champions. You know, the Serena Venus Williams combo comes to mind straight away. And just, you know, how much college sports are a massive thing over there as well. So that's really, really impressive to see him do that. We talked about him going there a few weeks ago, but to go and then actually he won his game as well. It's just unlucky that they didn't win as a team. In other Bucks results, I mean, we've already touched on it. Table tennis getting 3 wins there. Pretty standard for them. I think I looked today, all of their teams are the top of their respective divisions, which I think just sort of tells you.
I tell you, over the years on this show, nothing ever changes. Tennis always win. I think it's because, obviously, so much to do with university sports building up a reputation, and Nottingham has a reputation as being a brilliant place to go for sort of table tennis or squash. So so automatically, the better players will be attracted to that university as university sport is their primary interest. So I think that's always going to sort of, those trends are still table tennis are really weird, but there's obviously sort of that reasoning behind it, which is why it's harder to break into more established sports. For instance, Leeds are really good at rugby, and like, you know, if you're a rugby player, you think, oh, I'll go to Leeds to play rugby and win, whereas you wouldn't necessarily think to go to Nottingham as much. So it's breaking those cycles is quite challenging.
Yeah, completely. I mean, to go further on that, I mean, you guys haven't been on Thursday show yet, but we've talked a lot about how maybe in the niche sports is the way to go if you want to get that top Bucks trophy. Do you agree with that? If you master the small sports and then almost work your way up to the more established ones.
Well, I think that's what we've done over the last few years is exactly what you say, Joe, because obviously we finished second in overall last year, which is an incredible achievement, and we've mastered those not so well-known sports, you know, not like your cricket. It's more like we've got a lot better at things like Gaelic football and golf and things that aren't necessarily as much in the mainstream. But also, on the flip side of that is you have to be good at the main sports because of the fact there's more teams, there's more divisions, so there's more points up for grabs, so you can't shy away from that. So, for instance, most uni football teams will have about at least four teams because, you know, football's the most popular sport in the country. So on that basis, you can't shy away from those popular sports. You've got to invest in those. But also, you're right that you can hold, you can sort of scoop up points in the sports that aren't as well known.
Yeah, completely. It's all about that balancing act. In other notable sports, we'll just go from the ones that are winning a lot this week. Fencing getting three wins. Crucially, the first getting one up against Loughborough, who we know are massive opponents when it comes to the overall trophy. They've been doing really well fencing this year. Very few losses from what I can remember. You know, one of the candidates definitely this year to be the team of the year for your own sport. Football, I'm just going down now. Football, slightly less impressive. Only two wins out of five. Been struggling a lot this season, football, actually. The only two wins came against Coventry's, both Coventry teams, with the men's beating Coventry 6-3 and the men's fifths beating Coventry's fifths 3-2. Really struggled for wins, the men's football. And, you know, we're talking about maybe the slightly more established sports, maybe slightly more investment, maybe more scholars need to go into the football, to be honest, because it's not been so good. The same stories of a very similar sport as well, futsal. We know the men's futsal was a great spectacle at Varsity. The university made a massive deal out of it. There was, you know, a very Americanized entrance, music, etc. Put on the show.
Music, very American. Yeah.
Music, impressive.
Crazy. We don't do that in Britain.
we do everything to the sound of silence.
And that's how we like it.
Just a slow clap.
Yeah, and it's been a massive spectator sport, but this year, after the UN men's went up a division, they've really been struggling. They've only got one win so far in the futsal, and they've gone and lost again to Leeds Beckett. And that was a very close game.
I was going to say pretty close.
Yeah, 6-5. But in futsal news, I don't know if anybody knows this, but quite often, if you follow Bucks on Twitter, they often do like a goal of the week or a sort of goal of the season type situation. So definitely worth giving them a follow if you're really interested in Bucks goals. But one of our players, Johan, featured this week for his goal last week, but we didn't manage to mention it on that show. Was I see his username's up here, so I'm not 100% sure what his name is. His name is Tom the Physio on here. Anyway,
that is his name.
Yeah,
that is his name.
This is Tom the Physio against Trent for the futsal first team. Ball was chipped in and he just backheeled it from about 5 yards out. That's really impressive. Go have a look at that. He, meanwhile, has been named in the England partially sighted futsal
that's
squad,
incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, squad for their championships in Turkey. That's another
Tom player. Lamb.
Tom Lamb, you found him.
Yeah.
Why'd you click on his link?
Yeah, see, I have it up in a folder because I screenshotted it because I can't actually
get you off.
Yeah, he's a year end. He's doing, I think, medicine here.
Wow, so many talents. Yeah. Ladies, pick him up. Anyway, yeah, so that's
AGM.
Wow, yeah, we're not going there. Yeah, so futsal, got a number of players in the England setup last year, a couple of them left, so let's hope they can continue doing that. On other England news, we may as well, while we're there, there was a cycling championship over the weekend, and qualifiers for the GB national team and for the men's individual pursuit, we had both Michael Gill and Sebastian Gary going into. Those are the only two players that managed to qualify for men's individual pursuit. For the women's, we got one out of the three, Sophie Langford, and then we also got in the men's kilo, we managed to get Michael Gill again in that team, just one out of just five people. And we crazily have a new Bucks record And I don't know if you'd guess, but it was Michael Gill, again, from the University of Nottingham, absolutely destroying there, getting a flying lap in the 200-metre time trial that broke the record. So that's really, really important and incredible for him, really, that we're doing all these things. I mean, you can pretty much go every week onto the University of Nottingham Sport Twitter page, and I would urge you to do so and look up to see how we're doing, because we really do have so many players in there. But we'll move on from the England news, even though it's, well, I think, incredible. And we'll move down towards golf. Why not? Matt talked about it
earlier. Team of the season last year at your own sport.
Yeah, struggled a bit this year, though.
They did so well last year.
Very patchy form, unfortunately, for Matt to hear. They did pick up a win this week against Loughborough, of all teams, 3.5 to 2.5 win there. So that is a really good win for them, but unfortunately, yeah, struggling overall. Maybe we've created a curse now at your own sport.
Jinxed it.
That when you win the team of the year, it goes downhill from there. We'll move on then to hockey. Not a lot of teams playing. The slightly more lower downsides playing, I would say. Yeah, 2 wins out of 4. The women's thirds beating Loughborough's fourth there, 4-1. And a resounding victory for the women's sixth, beating Northampton 12-0. That's an insane.
Beating Northampton's first.
Northampton's first. 1-0. Yeah, that just shows the level that we're at the moment. Absolutely incredible.
Northampton, not a town renowned for hockey.
Yeah.
Their first might be their only team.
You know what? Don't take it away from the women's six. It's a great result for them. Then we'll move down to rugby league, getting a victory finally against Trent, 56-4.
They've been struggling on this season.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
It's just quite. I mean, it's hard to say because, you know, at this uni, you see table tennis and squash and usually badminton, and they're just destroying, and they're getting like 8 or 9 wins out of 10, for example. And then you see a team that gets like, I don't know, 3 wins out of 5 or 3 wins out of 6 or something, and you think they're not doing as well. It's just, you know, it's natural to have patchy form, just because Bucks is a bit weird with some sports, and that some teams just absolutely dominate their leagues, and then some teams get beaten every single week. Talking of which, the rugby's first... losing again this week to Newcastle, 35-17, but the seconds...
Newcastle strong rugby university, they're based up in the North East.
What are you trying to say about the North East, there, Matt? They're based there?
Do they just have good rugby teams?
Okay, fair enough. I don't know why I made that, I think. And the men's seconds also actually picking up a win against the Montfort's first there. A sort of Midlands rivalry, 46-12. We'll move then on to squash. 3 wins and 2 losses there for the squash teams, continuing their impressive form with 2-4-1 victories and a 2-1 victory. Unfortunately, a 5-0 loss for the men's thirds, but it was against Loughborough's first. That's still, I think, an incredible result to come up. I mean, how Loughborough's first are in the same division as our men's thirds is just a testament to our ability to as a university. We'll move down then to we talked about tennis, table tennis, so volleyball. Getting a win there. Women's thirds, we know how good we are at volleyball. Another contender for URN Sports Team of the Year. You know, they always destroy in varsity. For some reason, there's a running joke on this show that I say that I'm encouraging students to bet. That obviously is just a joke, but, you know, if you're going to bet on any team to win in varsity, I'd go for the volleyball.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Betway 365, whatever they're called, are obviously offering on some varsity.
Well, I did suggest that URN should start doing it, because we have the most knowledge when it comes to these things. But
good result in the volleyball as well, with our thirds beating Staffordshire first. Again, though, the Staffordshire, not a sport-renowned university, with respect.
Matt is just using this as a way to, like,
they're not that good.
Well, let me be like Loughborough or Birmingham or Bristol or Edinburgh. Those are good wins. Or like Leeds.
What about Leeds Beckett, where we won...
Yeah, that's all right. Obviously, our very own Ricky Etuff at URM, goalkeeper of the men's first team at water polo.
Well, he did a great job. He only conceded 5, and in water polo, that's actually a significant achievement, whilst they put 21 in Leeds Beckett's net to get them through to the next round of the Trophy Cup. Always good to see us going further in the trophies. Not so great for the seconds, losing 21-3 against Leicester's first. But the women getting their revenge on Leicester with a 46-1 victory.
That is an absolute hammering in water polo. It doesn't even go on that long. It's only about half an hour.
Yeah. You know, it's either that or...
Three shots a minute.
The men's fourths beating Birmingham's first in table tennis, 17-0. Those two, ridiculous...
I'd go with the water player just for the time.
Yeah.
Time constraints. Emily's absolutely right. That's a short... That's about three shots every minute.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they need Ricky in goal because clearly the keeper...
Evidently so.
Badminton, usually a sport in which we excel massively.
I was going to say, we've been hyping it up and then we actually won 4 out of 8.
Well, usually they do well. They've been doing slightly less well this year, but still getting, you know, I'd say, you know, 4 wins out of 5 if you go across weeks. And, you know, there were, as I said, 3 losses and a draw out of 8 results, not what you'd expect from them. They still did get a win against Derby's first. Derby, a very good team, actually, at badminton, quite high in the Premier North there. I was looking at the table today. They're doing really well in that division. And in the seconds and thirds, get wins against Cambridge first and Aston's first. The men's fourth, though, I mean, we've already said it, against Warwick's seconds. You know, that's nothing to be ashamed of. The men's fifths against Trent's seconds. And that was a 4-4 draw. Just kind of shows how far ahead we are ahead of Trent in a sport like badminton. It also shows, considering I think Trent came 5th or 6th last year overall in Bucks, they definitely came in the top 10. And, you know, they came in the top 10 and we're beating their second teams with our... Well, we're drawing with their second teams, with our fifth teams. In a number of occasions over the season, we've talked about how we usually... If we go up against Trent and our side is even close to their side in terms of if it's like the fifth versus fourth or whatever, we usually come out on top, and it just sort of shows the difference between the top three and maybe the seven behind them that round out the top ten. The women's first, meanwhile, I said Derby were good at badminton. They got their own back against UON with a 6-2 victory, and the thirds beating Warwick seconds 6-2. We've rounded out the Bucks results there, and I think we're going to go to another break before I completely lose my voice. Welcome back to the Thursday show. We've gone over Bucks results, we've gone over Corfball and a bit about cricket, but now we're leaving the university campus somewhat and we're going out into the big wide world, and we're going to be talking about professional sport within Nottingham. We haven't talked too much about Nottingham Panthers this year. We've been mostly focusing on the other sports, but we did touch them a couple of weeks ago. And since then, they played 6 fixtures. We literally talked about them 2 weeks ago. This is how crazy the ice hockey season was. So we talked about them on Thursday, the 21st of November. And since then, they lost to Sheffield Steelers 5-4. They beat Manchester Storm 5-4 the day after. So they played Saturday and Sunday. Then they beat Glasgow Clan 3-0. Then they lost 3-1 to Sheffield Steelers. And then they recently, last night... beat Manchester Storm 5-1. I mean, that's a crazy amount of fixtures to have in 2 weeks. I mean, Liverpool complaining about
elite
their
league as well. Like,
yeah, they haven't played. Finished their cup run.
They're not in the European Cup, are they?
They're in the second string cup.
Oh, right, the Europa League.
Europa League, exactly. And they're through to the finals, which take place in January. I think January the 25th, in and around that date. So
I remember in first year I went to them when they were in the Champions League of Ice Hockey, because I think they got to the furthest point we ever got before.
Yeah, they did.
I went to see them play Zurich, and the Zurich fans were mad. They all had their shirts off going for it. It's great.
No, it is a really good atmosphere to go. I mean, that's one of the things we've been pushing on this show, definitely, is to go, because it is so
sells out as well a lot of the time. Big sellout crowds.
Yeah,
it's such a big arena as well. Like, I've been to some other ice hockey arenas across the country, and Nottingham's one of the most impressive, definitely.
I remember going to see the Panthers against Fife Flyers from Scotland in March, and when I say there were 2 Fife fans in the other section, I mean there were 2, and they were sat about 10 rows away from each other.
They were sat away together.
It was brilliant. It was hilarious.
To be fair, what a journey.
Long way to go, and they lost on a penalty shootout.
That's tough.
I think it was like 4. It was a great game.
Yeah, unfortunately, no overtime victories for Panthers this season. Or fortunately, if they'd have screwed the ball.
Well, no, actually, there might have been, because the way they record it is it will be like 5-4. So, like, they would just count it as an extra goal, I think, is the way they do it.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
don't quote me on that.
I won't, don't worry. They are also playing this Saturday against Comedy Blaze, and then a couple games back-to-back against Guildford Flames, and that'll be Petr Cech in goal for Guildford Flames. So if you're a remote Chelsea fan or even a football fan, just go check that out. What we didn't really talk about last time we were talking about Panthers is maybe more individual players. The highest point scorer for the Panthers is Samuel Hare, who's an American who is American, and he's got 20 points from he's got 20 points from I think 20 games, which includes 12 assists and 8 goals, and he's also got 12 points in the Challenge Cup from 8 games, 8 assists and 4 goals. But I looked at the US national ice hockey team and I was probably very naively expecting him to be there. Nobody in the US or Canadian, because Nottingham Panthers keeper Kevin Carr is currently the best keeper in the division with a save percentage of 92.26%.
That is
crazy.
Decent.
The only guy who's better than him is a guy who had 100% and he's played one game. So I'm not counting that. Kevin Carr's played 17 games. That's an unreal. In fact, just on him, he was player of the week in week 11, in which he played twice against Belfast back-to-back. We heard earlier how they like to do that. He conceded just one goal over the two games and saved 98% of the shots he faced. So this guy ain't messing around. And he's also not in the Canadian squad. I mean, I think does this sort of show that even some of the best players in the UK's league, it's just nowhere near the standard of the NHL in America.
I was gonna say, I think
in short, yes.
Yeah. And in longer, if possible?
definitely, yes. it does. Obviously, I was fortunate enough a couple of years ago to see an NHL game at Madison Square Garden between the New York
Rangers.
The New York Rangers and the Philadelphia Flyers, and having seen Panthers games, the standard in comparison is that, I mean, like, you'd be looking at like a 15-0 sort of job being done on the Panthers, I reckon, by the Flyers or the Rangers or someone like that, because it is just a much higher standard, because obviously ice hockey is a much more nationally recognised sport. It's not the biggest sport in America, probably. I think probably American football and basketball.
Baseball,
I'd say American football and basketball are the big two.
Yeah, they are.
Mm. And I'd say baseball and ice hockey are then sort of on the same level. But it's still like the equivalent would be probably rugby in this country. It's still quite ingrained in national culture to the extent that, you know, you're going to get people playing it. Whereas in this country, it's quite an elite sport. So I think you have a more limited base. Like, if I'm a talented hockey player, it's much less likely than we're going to play ice hockey, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's completely true when you look at the teams as well, especially for Brits. Not a lot of Brits in the Nottingham Panthers side, not a lot of Brits in many of the sides, actually. A lot of American, Canadian and Eastern European players make up most of the top players, at least, which kind of shows, you know, how GB are probably slacking a little bit on ice hockey. But, you know, it's not something that you can going to play at school, or more likely in America. It's not something you do outside of school. You're not going to go and join an ice hockey club. It's just not really something that necessarily happens. But I think there's a good bit of news from ice hockey coming up this year. In May 2020, Canada are going to face off against GB at Motorpoint Arena in Nottingham.
Oh, wow.
So make sure, you know, if the tickets aren't already sold out, you go get your hands on that, because that is going to be an incredible game. Team Canada now, they are the best team in the world, ranked by the International Ice Hockey Federation. This is a warm-up game in preparation for the International Ice Hockey Federation World Championship, which takes place in Sweden next year, in which the GB are playing. And, you know, it's such an unbelievable game. I mean, Richard Grieveson, the IHUK chairman, saying that Ice Hockey UK is honoured to be hosting such a prestigious international game. You know, this is is it also coaches saying that this is going to be a good taste for how GB might perform at this World Championship next year. You know, how big is this for British ice hockey that we're going to get these internationally famous stars of the Canada national team, the guys that pay and make the big bucks at the NHL? It's going to surely bring in masses of crowds from all over the country, and surely can only expose the sport more.
Yeah, I mean, I think like what you were saying earlier, in that like Nottingham do have some American and Canadian players. So one of their new players, Ryan Horvat, played the Manchester game and got his first goal for Nottingham. But like, they're not going to be playing, so even the Canadian-American players that they played with before like are not going to be there. So there's like the proper big stars. And I think because it's a sport that is so big in America and Canada, the fact that it's coming over here to be played, not going, it's not us going over there, like, it's going to definitely get crowds in. And I'm going to buy a ticket right now, I think.
I mean, it's even crazy that it's happening in Nottingham as well.
Yeah.
Like, that is such a big thing for the Panthers as well.
I think that shows how good Nottingham's arena is. Yeah. Because, like I said, I can't, I've been to many, but
could
yeah.
be wrong, something along those lines.
Pretty big, yeah. And so I think that does show that we're very lucky to have such a good arena here for
it. Type of a varsity as well. I mean, obviously Joe knows from last year, the atmosphere is something else, isn't it?
I've never been to anything like that ever in my life. And I've been to a lot of different sports in a lot of different levels. This is sounding like I'm bragging. I'm really not.
I've been to all sports.
No, but it, like, and it's
reeling
just
it off.
No, but it's something like just you can't explain it until you actually go. And that's when he gets hyped up throughout the year, but genuinely, it is that it's so partisan, I think, is the word.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely not a friendly atmosphere at points.
No, so, that's definitely true. A lot of contradicting, maybe slightly, not offensive, just sort of, I don't know, sort of banter chance. Not like the sort of chance you get a football match, but sort of a, you know, jokey chance between fans that, you know, is acceptable.
And I'm very lucky, but the varsity ice hockeys I've been to, I've seen victories for URM.
Yeah, let's hope that continues this year.
Making 3 out of 3.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely push anybody who's even remotely thinking about going to anything varsity, especially if you're in your first year and you're not sure whether it's a big thing or not. Varsity ice hockey, I'm going to tell you right now, sells, one, incredibly quickly, and two, is unbelievable.
The stat from 2017 or 2018 that was the best one was that Varsity Ice Hockey sold out quicker than Stormzy's gig at Rock City.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
I do remember that stat, and that just kind of shows how crazy it is. If you can't make it, though, you are in sport, or definitely, you know, why not do a bit of promo? We did some earlier, why not that? So, yeah, you could definitely catch it on your own sport where, I mean, we don't know who's going to be commentating. Last year, it was the unbelievable James Aldridge. So if you actually want a taste of how it was, our very own Matt Webb put that together. It's on our Facebook page. And yeah, he's looking modest over there. Ah, oh, shut up, you.
Yeah, loving it.
You're hearing James Aldridge and Savannah Howard. I mean, you can hear the background noise of how incredible it is. I think we're just going to end the show because unfortunately we're running out of time completely. And I do feel a lot that I've been speaking for the most of it, but, you know, I did prepare it, so. We like to, on the show, maybe touch on the awareness weeks that are going past and maybe relate them to sport. We haven't had quite enough time this week, and it's not directly relevant to sport, but it's National Grief Week this week. So solidarity between those that have been bereaved recently. You know, we've seen, recent terrorist attacks, etc., shows how, you know, quick and sudden life can be taken away. So we'd just like to extend our sympathies for those that have lost people recently. And I think we can all probably recommend that sport is definitely a good way to get your mind off something like that. So, you know, watching sport, playing it, whatever, is definitely a really good way. And we see how well professionally players usually deal with it from the sport and how fans approach it. Anyway, on that slightly different note, we're going to end the Thursday Sports Show here. Thank you to Emily and Matt. And we will see you next week. But this time, it will be with Will Perkins again.